Ocha says it's negotiating with all parties involved in the conflict for better access to all parts of the country. It says it doesn't expect to reach everyone in need immediately. As the situation on the ground becomes increasingly desperate, the UN Humanitarian Agency says the ceasefire has at least given civilians a short breathing space. The five-day pause in fighting, though not holding everywhere, has allowed people to flee danger zones and seek medical help. Here's OCHA's Yemen coordinator, Johannes van der Klauw, speaking from the capital, Sana'a.
This pause is meant to give essential respite to the population to get out of the conflict zones, to have some breathing space, to access some services. It also allows us to remove the dead bodies, to evacuate the wounded, to allow for critical medical treatment in the first place.
Localized fighting continues in the north and south of the country, impeding aid deliveries. Mr. van der Klauw also warns that essential services may soon have to shut for lack of fuel, the only source of power in the country.
Unless additional fuel is made available within a few weeks, unless that happens, hospitals will shut down, water and sanitation systems will come to a halt, telecom services will end, power supplies will be cut across the country. Because there's no electricity, everything works on generators, it needs fuel.
While the humanitarian ceasefire holds, the plan is to get food to 700,000 people in Yemen and provide clean water to 2.4 million. Some 500,000 will receive medical care, and 3.5 million vaccines for children already in the country are to be used. The World Health Organization, WHO, is also scaling up its activities on the ground via mobile clinics in Aden, Sana'a and Hodeidah. The agency is shipping more than 20 tons of medicines and medical supplies into Yemen and aims to distribute an additional 74 tons of supplies already in warehouses there. To date, WHO estimates that at least 1,700 people have been killed and more than 7,000 injured since the conflict escalated in March. In the last 2 months, more than 300,000 people have been displaced by the fighting. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.